An English scientist, Dorothy Rinch, had proposed structures for proteins in which there were no polypeptide chains, no double bonds from carbon to oxygen in the carbonyl groups, which instead had opened up and formed single bonds, and these were some three-dimensional, but sort of planar structures been around. They were very interesting from the geometric or even topological point of view, but of course, we're wrong. They're just forgotten about now. But back in 1939, Irving Langmuir, the same one that I talked about on Monday, great man, Irving Langmuir wrote a paper with Dorothy Rinch giving arguments as to why these cyclostructures were correct for proteins. And this disturbed a colleague of mine, Carl Niemann, protein chemist, and me enough so that we wrote a paper that was published in 1939 giving arguments for the polypeptide chains. And of course, they're overwhelming.